board a little bit if I can. I'm not the greatest drawer, as you can see, but let's see what the Lord can do here. Okay, first of all, I got a little something to read here, you know. I like to put some things here to read here. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Front page news articles. Biden speaks at White House Pride event. You reading about this thing here, man? What an abomination this is. This is the headline. Bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known. This is the president of our country, folks. We need to pray for our country. It's now. The president called the LGBT community the bravest and most inspiring people he's ever met, acclaiming them an example of our country and the entire world. I'm reading what news media says. Okay? This is what it says. He had a Pride event this, I think, last week, Pride Month 2023 event at the White House, a lawn Saturday, decorating the area of rainbow Moffitts and a progressive Pride flag. Hey, what though? Those flags are important. You know why? Shows you where you're, you know, we have a Christian banner flag. But not only do they have the Pride flag, but progressive means more of it. We're emphasizing this deal. The event hosting performers and speakers representing the LGBT causes acclaimed the Pride community as the bravest and most inspiring people, an example for the U.S. Well, we're part of the U.S., but that's not what I believe in, and the entire world. Outside the gates, this is what his wife is saying, outside the gates of this house are those who want to drag our country backwards. I'm sure there were some protesters there. Amen. I'm glad hearing about those guys. And so many battles yet to be braved. But today, we're not here to be strong. We're here to be courageous, even through for so many of you. This is what Jill Biden's saying. Just coming out to the event is an act of bravery. This is Jill Biden. Hey, Larry, you were in Vietnam, right? Any military guys here? Well, my dad fought World War II. He wasn't fighting for the cause of LGBT, was he? Anyone fighting for that? Anyone ever think in their mind fighting for that? We're fighting for that cause? Ridiculous. Every day that you're alive, it says, and someone loves you, it's a miracle. This is Jill Biden promoting this thing. Quoting feminist author Rita Brown. I don't know who she is, but if she's quoting her, I ain't interested. And when you leave here and go back to the place that needs so much change, take this miracle with you. Call, you know, what's a miracle? It's of God. See, they're slightly putting things in there of a miracle is a thing of God, you know? Notice the terminology here. The first lady was followed by Scarlett Harvey, a health and fitness coach from Houston, Texas. Harvey told the crowd outside the White House that she experienced discrimination as a lesbian mother. Wait a minute here. Kind of an oxymoron. If you're a lesbian, how can you have a kid? Isn't that a strange thing, you know? But you know, in conservative state that thanked Biden for her support for LGBT movements before giving the podium to the president. Here's what he says. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Year. Happy Pride Life. Now, in the future, forever. Get that? What are these words? Be real careful stuff here. A progress Pride flag was hung over the balcony of the White House and flanked by two American flags. During his speech, the president repeated the analog they totally told about claiming that when he was a child, he witnessed two men kissing and pondered that. You know what they really said when that happened? You know what I'm saying? I don't even say that, okay? You know, I mean, he brings that in there to, like he's always been for these people, you know? They have videos of him against it in time past, you know? You know, politics. Remember, poly means many. Ticks are blood-sucking parasites. Politics. Remember that, okay? You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You belong, Biden said to the remarks at the South Lawn to a cheering crowd. No one should ever have to fear for their safety in this country, he said, talking to survivors of this Pulse nightclub or Club Q shootings who were present. Well, how about the gal that killed people at the Presbyterian school? Were they around? Shot by some, was that where she, were they around? Oh, nowhere to be found. As Biden looks to secure another term in office, he reassured the crowd at one, and as they was doing that, they're going, four more years, that LGBT rights were the top priority of his administration. How about nuclear war and drugs and border and economy? I mean, our safety, isn't that what the government's supposed to be for our safety? This is his top priority, both at home and abroad. He touched a number of steps taken by his administration to protect the civil rights of these people and are against gun violence, protecting the LGBT community. Biden Mitten, for the progress we've made, we've only just begun. Saturday's events comes with nationwide events, listen to me carefully, led by the GOP state leaders, where they're including in legislation restrictions against gender affirming care. See how what is gender affirming care? That's for the kids, folks. Across the U.S., listen to me, legislators this year introduced 417 new laws LGBTN. 417, you know about that? 417 new anti-LGBT bills were introduced in roughly the first quarter of 2023. 417 bills? A new record, twice the number that were introduced last year, according to the American Civil Liberties data. Similarity, the number of such bills signed into law so far this year, signed, how do we know about them? It's more than double last year's, which have been the highest on record of any cause, the Human Rights Campaign said. They include pronoun refusal laws. Who knows what that is? Forced student outlawing laws against anti-drag and anti-band gays. You can't say anything. And laws restricting classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation. They're, as we call, they're brainwashing children. You get that? This is our country. When a person can be married in the morning, this is Biden, but throw out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something needs to be done, says the president. Also, after noting the support for LGBT children and transgender children, they're going after the kids. I mean, you can get that, folks. Hey, man. That's a bad deal. They're going after the kids. The president went on to call the last LGBT community the bravest and most inspiring people he's ever met, calling them an example for the entire world to follow. Hey, that's their brave? Hey, they lay their life down on Normandy when they went to the beaches? People forget about those things. You're some of the bravest and most inspiring people I've ever met, he's quoting, and I've known a lot of good folks, calling them good. Look at the last part of Romans chapter 1. You're guilty of being with the people. He set an example for the nation and, quite frankly, for the world. You know, all last part. You know, we all move forward when we move forward together with joy. What's joy? Jesus, others, yourself. With your pride lighting the way, the president announced. So today we are proudly remembering who you are, the United States of America. He is associating the United States of America with this people. Biden was followed by a musical performance by Betty Who. I have no idea who they are, but make note, I'll never watch Betty Who, whoever they are, get it? However, the president who was shaking hands off stage was called back stage by the First Lady. But the singer thanked and hugged the First Lady. I'm sure some queer goop. Hey, at my age growing up, remember Queen? Mike, the group Queen. I remember they were at the Aragon Ballroom. This is my generation. And they're a bunch of queers. I can't tell you in public what Mrs. Willie comes here, his aunt owned Aragon. They wanted to request things. And even him, as unsaved Roman Catholic, would denounce what they wanted to do before the concert. I can't even discuss it. They're in your mind. And with that, they have that big song, We Are the Champions. You know what that's about? Champion the gay cause. See how it was started back then, back in the 80s, 90s? It just was started back then and slowly brainwashed. I'll cover it a little more today. So see how they kind of brainwash people and they get in the kids and the news media. What that is? You know what the answer is? Come Lord Jesus. I mean, it's kind of a heinous thing. It's just, you know, our country. You know, someone told me this when Bill Clinton was around, we had a lot of fun poking on Bill Clinton. Remember Bill Clinton, the old guys? It couldn't get any worse. Then comes Obama. And we had a lot of things there. Now we got Biden. It's gone from bad, worse, and super bad. It's unbelievable. It's a transgression, right? Okay. Well, get into our lesson. We're working on the heart. And I'm going to cover that today. All this is all tied together. We're working on the heart today. And let's just look at some scripture here, if I can find my notes here. One page. Oh, here we go. Okay, good. Okay. Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. Now, I'm talking about some walls and the heart issue, some things today. And back in the Old Testament, if you were a city, it had walls on it. Now, the reason they had walls on a city is to keep things out. Not only individuals, but think about it. There was no electronic communication going in. Get that? You know, you had walls around your city. You pretty much felt safeguard. That's what a city without walls, you're done, because anyone can walk in and do whatever they want to do. So without a doubt, a city in the Old Testament had walls. Now, we go to the book of Joshua chapter 6, and I'm not going to cover some things because I don't want you, I got a time factor, but in Joshua 6, you remember, the first conquest that Joshua had was taking over Jericho. Remember that? Okay, marching around the walls of Jericho. Who led the march? The priest led the march 6 times around the walls, and on the 7th, they blew the trumpets. The walls came crumbling down. Get that? So here you have a city with some walls. Once the walls came down, in came Israel, took over the town. It's a picture there. It's a nice little picture of, hey, the Lord's going to break down the walls. They march around, led by the spiritual leaders, the priests who have the law, carrying that the law around there. Boom, came crumbling down. So everything that was, and a lot of times what happened with the walls, with the something enemy did, is they besieged it. Remember many times in Kings, they just got a bunch of people around the walls and they just sat there. They had more than they did and they starved them out. Remember in Kings there where they're eating a dove's dung and they're boiling babies and all that? They're just starving them out. So you can control people by a lot of different things. By food, by famine, by finances. Keep that in mind. That can be going around a lot of our country here and the world. So we have this going on here today. Now, let's see here. Here we go. There are some things that, if you look at history, by the way, this is a military conquest. And the first one was supernatural. God took the first battle. Okay, showing, hey, I'm the battle. And look at the Old Testament. It is filled with all kinds of military conquests. Well, there's a military conquest called the British Fighting Square. Anyone know about the British Fighting Square? Here we are. This was a very great way of, and by the way, this is when British started having the Word of God and getting the Word of God and everything, you know? And what they did is, they got it. These are, by the way, these here, things here, those are people. Those are people. Okay. Lots of people. Okay, get it, you know? And what they would do is they would get together and they'd have muskets back then. This is during the 17th, 18th, 19th century. They had muskets and they would line up together, and then the first group would fire their gun and sit down, and the second group would back up here and continue to fire. Kind of like a machine gun. And this was unbelievably effective. They dominated the world. Matter of fact, Napoleon was defeated because of this. If you look at the Battle of Waterloo, how did Napoleon go down? Right here. They just kept firing and firing and firing and firing. You have bullets coming out of you. If someone passed away, the guy would come up here and continue firing a barrage of musket fire. Boom, boom. That was actually a dominant way of taking force. So here you have, and if, as long as the square stayed in force, they were unstoppable. That's just history. Once the square comes down, you're done. Once a square, someone gets shot over here, next guy come up here, they have a reserve come up here and keep shooting and shooting and shooting. Obviously, what happened was advance in military power and machine guns and planes, and you know, that's not gonna work today. But you can see how powerful it was and a principle of having some walls here, okay? Now, let's look at Mark 18:30 right here. Mark 18:30. This is our crux of our meeting here today. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, he's speaking to Israel, but we have the heart, we have the soul, we have the mind, we have strength or body, the physical strength, you know, so we could use body there, strength. So here we have these four squares, get it? Now, what's interesting is this is part of the first part of the Ten Commandments. The first Ten Commandments is a spiritual strength, right? And what's second, if you read the verse, says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So it's a relationship with God, and God, there's four parts here, your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body. Now, let's just take this idea and apply it to the church. Church today. Hey, what happens? If one of these four walls collapse, the enemy's coming rolling in. You get that? Once you're collapsing one side of these things, in comes the enemy. Get that? So the heart, are we covering that? That could be what? The attitude, motivation, desire, maybe some good Bible counseling. So here's your heart. And you have a strong part. This is a church. This is a church in general. So today we have that spiritual. We have the heart. We have what the soul is? Sound doctrine, right? I mean, hey, once sound doctrine goes, what happens? Get that, you know? So we have sound doctrine here on the soul, the mind. Mind is your thinking process, defense of the faith. Apologetics, use that word gracefully. Knowing the word, solid preaching. So here we have all this going on, church today, right? You know, are supposed to be going on. Affecting the mind. You're preaching the mind, it goes to the heart, affects the soul, it's all tied together. I'm overcrossed, right? And then you've got the strength or the body. And what though? Hey, what's the body doing today? The body today could be benevolent ministries. Yeah, I go to PGM. They're catering to the body, but the gospel attached to it, you know. There's strength here. You know, homeless shelters, soup kitchens. You know, a lot of hospitals started by Baptist places. You know that. Baptist hospitals, Baptist schools. We have a school here. It's ministering here for the body, financial things. So right here. So here it happened. Now, as you all know, we have a major breakdown going down, right? Across the church here. We're in the last days. The soul, sound doctrine. We go to a place that has sound doctrine. So you have solid here. Preaching. Once these things are breaking down, the enemy is coming in here. You get that. Once a wall starts collapsing, boom, it's gone. And you can see, if you can just name some things. Let me give you some ideas. There's of course over if one of these collapses, like the Fighting British, things go haywire. Things have been collapsing for a long time. 1859, when that Darwin's book came in, you know, the church kind of reacted the wrong way to it. You know, oh, Darwin's book, you know, Origin of Species, you know, the mind, they kind of counteract the wrong way. And in started coming this, you can see, in it started coming in that devil. Hey, you know what? How about in the 1900s, when a lot of the modern Bibles start coming in? Right? And they ought to handle them. In came in some doctrine, some heart issue. See how the church is kind of the four-way thing is kind of breaking down. You've got contemporary music. The agenda of the world and the church, all those are coming against one of these four areas and are getting in, and the whole thing collapses. That's why we have kind of trouble today, amen? The church in general has become pretty much ineffective. That's why we call last day the Laodicea church age. You can see what's happening. Having a strong defense, once a wall collapses, affects the whole thing. Once a military, we're soldiers, amen? Once we have some of the walls collapse, boom. Here's the church right here. Once we have some collapse, boom. And, you know, you can see that happening throughout today. The square is broken. There's an old saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You heard that? Well, a square is only as strong as one of its borders. Once one comes down, the rest fall apart. So if one side collapses, other sides generally will within. In 1960, I'm reading some history books. I read one of the greatest things you do. I read Dr. Ruckman's Church History. That's a great, great thing to read at an early age. And when people start taking on their tax dollars and calling them tithes, you know, oh, I'm giving to the government, and the government, that's my tax money. There were a lot of people were saying that, you know. Let them help it out. Hey, giving your money to the government, calling it a tithe, something wrong with that. I mean, they're not helping people out. You get that. They're not saying, this is from good people of God. And you see what I'm saying? They're helping out the wrong people. So you see what happens to people's thing, and that's the part of the body. It's just collapsing there. You can see what's just happening with church history. Money that hasn't go, if you give some money somewhere inside this place, it should be attached with the gospel. Amen? I mean, if you're doing something for the Lord, I mean, really for the Lord, there should be the gospel somehow attached to it. That's just like people are giving it to these causes. The church has nothing to do with the gospel anymore today. That's that body, that benevolent, all falling apart, real important. Anyway, though, is it too late to fix? That's why you have a local body. Try to keep your local body strong, right? Notice it says in Hebrews, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. So spiritually, obviously the Lord collapsed. That's the only time that's mentioned in the New Testament. The walls collapsed, military-wise, people came in. Military, that's happening in the church today. And get that in type there, and we're having this collapse. Now, what can you do about it? Try to stand fast in your church. But you know what else? There's one last thing. How about personally? Hey. How about you personally? How about your mind, heart, soul, and body, or physical? Now it becomes personal. Hey, God dealt with people and nations in the Old Testament, amen? And here's the church, but he's dealing with us individually. Get that? So we can still have to answer. We all have to answer individually to the Lord. So your faith must address all these. For example, children should be protected. What's happening? I read the first thing about the Biden campaign. Where'd they go? They're going after the children. Get that? And once you go after children, no one likes that. And they're targeting that perversion. And the church needs to stop it. And it seems there seem to be ineffective. We can do it personally. I mean, remember, you all have your personal way of thinking. Social justice instead of grace and the blood preaching gospel. The devil broke down the circle with the Western mind of brainwashing, media, winds of diversity, changing narratives, and truth and social issues. And they kind of hide history and they get rid of the Bible. You get that? And so that's what happened. It's easy to see now from a hindsight, amen? I mean, hindsight is always 20/20, generally. Fine, you look back, well, that's how that happened. And you can see that God gave us a history book. We have military history, how there's this a four square, how God says, I love the Lord, all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You know, and then we take that spiritually to the church and now spiritually to the individual. So, hey, my brother Dan, he's a great guy. But you know what happened? He's got some depression issues now. Right, Mike? Right? And what happened? It's making him effective. Get that? See, this wall has collapsed. He knows his doctrine real well. But you know what, though? This wall's collapse, in comes the enemy. You get that? So we individually, folks, listen, we individually can do this person. Hey, maybe this is a big problem. In your hands, the church isn't messed up in general. I'm going a good one, praise the Lord. But you know what? Individually, don't. This is G-O-Y-A. I like acronyms. You know what that stands for? Get off your anatomy. Hey, we're in the last days. Anyone though? Amen? Anyone though? Hey, churches have troubles. General, amen? How about individually, folks? Get that? I mean, just do something. Hey, that's a personal matter. Don't just sit back. Do something. Hey, what though? The guy told me, hey, what I'm going to do? I can't do much because maybe because of my age, but he can send letters out to everyone in town with the gospel. You can do. You ask the Lord, remember, Paul, what will you have me to do? If you ask the Lord seriously, he'll give you something to do. Whatever it is, everyone's different. Some people have more energy, they'll have more resources, whatever it is, but you can do something. But don't let these walls collapse and the enemy come in and make you ineffective. You see here? And I know I'm on the heart issue, but a lot, it's all part of everything. You know, hey, your emotion, your physically, hey, if you have a lot of physical problems, you want to fix everything else, right? If you have a lot of physical problems, it's just, hey, you get off what you're doing. I don't blame you, but then, you know, hey, I got physical problems. And that could cause damper. It could do that. So or you have my brother Dan. He's got emotional things going on, depression, and it affects him. So, you know, you got to guard all of them. And I know doctrine, I know good preaching, you know, but you got to be careful all four of these. Sometimes we stand on a couple of these here, forget about our heart issues or our physical issues. They're all important, all tied together. That's why God says, thou shalt love the Lord all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you can take that. Obviously, he was talking to Israel as part of the law, but now we apply it to the church and can we apply it to the individual. Get that, folks? This is kind of taking a little break from the heart and kind of giving it a recap. Ultimately, we're still personally responsible. You see that, folks? And we got to watch these four things right here of a breakdown. All of a sudden, we get in this little spot. Well, how'd it happen? What happened? Well, I know my Bible. Well, I know good preaching here, but maybe something happened here or here. And you let the enemy come in and make you ineffective. And things are breaking down. You can see this, folks? This is kind of a nice little example where you see it happening. Now, you got to take a personal stand. Now, I have a verse here I wanted to conclude with, Amos 5:10. I wrote that thing down, but it must be good if I wrote it down. Amos 5:10. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, right? Ezekiel, Daniel. Then we get Hosea. Amos. Okay, Hosea. Then it's Joel. Amos. Here it is. I knew it was over here. 5:10. Hosea 5:10. It says, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Verse 11. For as much, therefore, as you are treating is up upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of what? Ye have built houses and hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye shall plant pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. And with this picture right here, if you read the book of Amos, it's a negative book. I mean, man, this ain't a caring and sharing book. This is a very negative, and obviously it's Israel, kind of in the last days, and are doing things that are in vain. And I look at, you know, rightly kind of divide the word. Here's what happened to Israel as a nation, and it completely fell down. And here we are as a church. I mean, in general, a church just kind of falling down, letting the world and the things roll all over us. And we kind of like just gave up. You know, there's a story in the Old New Testament where the Lord comes hire people for a penny. Remember that? I'll give you all day, a day's wage was a penny. Worked all day. And halfway, he needed more laborers. And he gave them a penny. And then the last hour, he needed more laborers, a penny. And I look at that like maybe like salvation. Here's a guy laboring 20 years, 30 years, 40 years for the Lord. Something I get saved over here, hey, he's only saved 10 years. Here's a guy saved 1 year. And you know what happens a lot of times? We're like working, and we know the Lord's coming. And the longer you've been saved, you know the time's short. Amen? You get that, right? You know what happens a lot of time? I'm working. I got half hour to go. I'm going to start cleaning it up. And just take it easy. You see that? I'm taking it easy. Well, hey, what, the day's almost over. I'm tired. Hey, wait a minute here. That's not the time to give up. Those guys just came in. Hey, join them guys. You're a bad example to the guys just getting saved recently. See what I'm saying? Hey, time ain't time to sit down. I mean, it says, Lord says, when I come back, I'm speaking of obviously I'm coming, will I find faith upon the earth? Now, that's obviously I'm coming. But you know what? We're supposed to live by faith, right? It's impossible, please God. So we should be living by faith in the last time. This is just a little encouragement to see history, Old Testament, military conquest, what's happening to the church, and individually. Okay, get that, folks? It's a little just something to kind of think about individually, because we all have to give an account. And the heart, I'm spending time on the heart issues next months and months, because a lot of times in our church, we got good, solid doctrine, good Bibles. It's the heart thing that sometimes things can creep in. Get it? Okay. Questions? Comments? Okay. Father in heaven. Hey, this is just a little Bible study with some little truths, simple truths, Lord. But sometimes, you know what? You know, you need some little simple things here just explained so we can kind of look at ourselves and see what's happening with the country, what's happening with the church. And you know what, though? We definitely give an account personally to you, Lord, for what's going around. So I just pray you could move accordingly, help folks out that where I can be encouragement or I need to change some things or maybe build up back one of these walls where letting the enemy in and having troubles, Father, or some whatever it may be, Father. So you know that, Lord. So just pray you work and use this message here this morning that you be glorified and honored and exalted. And we ask this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.